Steuben County Land Bank meeting. And the first thing on the agenda is approval of the minutes. Can I have a motion?
Second.
Any changes? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Treasurer's report. Mitch, anything special?
No, nothing real interesting to report.
Oh, I guess that's a good thing. We haven't gotten that all that money yet to come into to our coffers yet, but it's coming.
Correct.
I have a question. Looking at your report, it showed interest earnings of $56 and previous month was $60 on a balance of about $450,000. If you annualize that, it isn't even a point. Where are we investing this? Or is it just sitting in savings accounts?
It's in a
is it a sweep account?
ICS sweep account. But we don't get the greatest rate. So I could reach out.
We don't get a rate, basically.
Yeah. Next to nothing. But I can reach out to them and see if
is it required to be in a whatever a sweep account is?
Oh, it is a higher interest rate product. Most deposits get next to nothing.
Much at all. So
yeah, that's amazing. Yeah. And looking at the audit reports, it's annual interest of $550.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm good.
I know, because we do the sweep account for the other land bank. It's just so that everything is FDIC insured, because anything over like 250 isn't. So you separate them into the sweep account so that everything is insured if something happens. And just a thought, just because, again, we did this recently in Chemung, is we did do like a 7-month CD, because CD rates are like I think we got like 4.6%. So we did 100,000 in a CD, just because we know everything right now is being reimbursed. It still gave us enough cash on hand. So just a thought for the board as a way to maybe earn some better interest, not hold up too much money, but just additional options for how to make the most out of the money.
Good point. Mitch, you'll check on that?
I can look at that.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Now, any other comments about
that large grant award? Is that only reimbursed?
Correct.
Okay. So it's not like we're going to be getting a slug of money that we can
correct
set somewhere. All right. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All righty. Audit presentation for Bondio.
Great. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Okay, can you folks see my screen?
Yes.
We can't.
Perfect.
Read it.
Better?
Yep.
Okay. Good morning, everyone. I'm Keely Hines. I'm a partner in the Syracuse office. I'm responsible for completing and signing off on the audit of the land bank. So we just completed our work for the 12/31/2024 audit. So you will have received two documents from us, one being the financial statement, and then this document, which is our required communications. At the completion of every financial statement audit, the standards dictate that we present and share specific information with those charged with governance. So this being that group. In terms of accounting policies and standards for this year, no new material or significant accounting policies were adopted. So the Government Accounting Standards Board did push some standards that did become applicable as of fiscal year end 12/31/2024, but those were not applicable to the nature of the operations for the land bank. So no major impact there. We are required to call out the most significant estimates that you have in your financial statements, and that's around the valuation of inventory. So when we get into the financial statements and the footnotes, we'll talk about how that inventory is valued and considered for any sort of impairment loss on those properties being held. Moving on, no significant difficulties in dealing with management. They're a pleasure to work with. They provide information to us timely and appropriately, and we're able to obtain all of the necessary information that we feel is needed to support our opinion on the financial statements. We did record a restatement this year of the inventory balance from last year. So if you were to take your 2023 financial statements and compare that 2023 column to the 2023 column in this year's financials, you are going to see that inventory was reduced by approximately $127,000, and the cost of sales was increased by $127,000. Ultimately, what happened was there was a sale on a particular property, and when that transaction happened, the write-down of the inventory and the release of the inventory to the cost of sales was not recorded. This does not impact cash flow. It did not impact the recognition of the revenue in the proper period. It just simply lagged behind, and that inventory was not written down to reflect that property was no longer owned by the land bank. So I just wanted to highlight that and point that out, because if you were to compare the two documents, you are going to see that change. So inventory at 12/31/2023, in this year's financial statements, properly reflects that. We are pleased to report that we did not have any disagreements during the course of the audit with management with regards to reporting anything, with regards to our approach to testing. So all good there. We are not aware of management consulting with any other accountants. So what that would indicate is if management was trying to obtain a second opinion or present something in a manner that was perhaps not consistent with generally accepted accounting principles, they may consult with another accountant, and it would be critical that we be involved in that conversation and be made aware. And there are no instances in which that became known to us in terms of management doing that. All of our discussions with management were in the normal course of our professional relationship. So any responses or decisions or testing that we did were not a condition of our retention as your independent auditors. So overall, this kind of serves as your report card and really doesn't highlight anything of significance, which is good. So before I move on to the financial statements, are there any questions on those required communications?
No, it doesn't look like it.
Nope.
Okay, great. So let me pull over financial statements. Okay, so here are your draft financial statements for 12/31/2024. So again, these are draft subject to your acceptance and approval today and upon receipt of the management rep letter. So flipping over to page one is our independent audit report. So that second paragraph outlined in red, let me blow this up just a little bit more for you guys. Here we go. That second paragraph outlined in red is providing our opinion on the financial statements. So ultimately, that is the objective of this engagement and our role as serving as your independent auditors, is that we're going to provide an opinion that your financial statements are fairly stated in all material respects. So this is the highest level of assurance that we can provide, and this is the report that you're looking for. We did talk about the correction of the error with the inventory as of 12/31/2023. So again, that restatement is reflected in these financial statements in your 2023 column. It's important to highlight that by engaging us to perform your independent audit, it does not reduce or eliminate any of the responsibilities of management or this group, those charged with governance. So management is still responsible for preparation and fair presentation of the financial statements and daily transactions, and of course, responsible for establishing an appropriate internal control environment that can mitigate risk for error, misstatement, and or fraud. Okay, flipping over to the statement of net position. So this will provide you a snapshot in time at December 31, 2024 and 2023. So you are seeing an increase in your cash balance from last year, mostly being driven by the fact that there was sale in inventory. In the middle of the screen is a brief summarized inventory roll forward of what took place with inventory from 2023 to 2024. Despite the fact that the value of the inventory is roughly the same, there really was a lot of movement and activity going on throughout the year. So there were cost of sales of about $180,000, which would reduce inventory around the sale of properties. And then, of course, any of the improvements and expenses that relate directly to properties in inventory would increase the value of inventory. So that would be those inventoryable expenses being added. There were some in-kind improvements that would increase, again, the value of the inventory. And then at year end, we adjust for a fair market value. So inventory is required to be presented at the lower of cost or market. So that $126,000 reduction is ensuring that that inventory is not overstated at 12/31/2024. This red dot signifies where your restatement took place when comparing to the 2023 financial statements. So again, this serves as a nice snapshot of your assets and liabilities, and then your net position is ultimately your equity or your difference between those assets and liabilities at 12/31/24 and 23. Moving on to the statement of revenues and expenses. So again, that cost of sales that we had talked about was $180,000 on that roll forward from the prior year. I wanted to call that out because theoretically you may have had an expectation to see $180,000 based upon the roll forward that I had provided. But there are some additional legal and closing costs that go into actually closing out that transaction and selling the property and transferring ownership to the buyer. So that's what's driving that number up versus what was actually reduced by inventory, because those costs would not have been captured or previously included in the value of property. Those are essentially transactions and expenses that are part of the legal closing process. And then again, highlighting that $125,000. So that unrealized loss on inventory is the adjustment to state the properties at the lower of cost or market. So again, the land bank has incurred costs and put improvements into those properties. And so when that happens, the inventory is increased in real time. And then at year end, an adjustment is made and GAAP dictates that the property be stated at the lower of cost or market. So that's what that adjustment is doing, is reducing that property back down to market value. So overall, this statement of revenues, expenses, and changes in net position provides you with your total revenues and total expenses for the entire 12 months ending 12/31/2024 and 2023. Again, the red dot signifying where you'll see a restatement from the prior financials. The following page is your statement of cash flows. I won't spend too much time talking about this. This really represents the ins and outs of the cash throughout the year. So how did you get from the prior year cash balance of $317,000 to the current year ending $431,000? Moving forward to the financial statement footnotes, I'm looking at page 12 of the financials. So again, I wanted to point this out because really this is probably your most significant accounting policy, because this speaks to how do you present and value your property. So this very clearly states inventory is valued at the lower of cost or market, and your market value is defined as an estimated selling price and typically not to be in excess of assessed value. So that explains, again, that need for that year-end adjustment. So that step or process or consideration is done at year-end as part of the closeout process. Furthermore, moving on to page 14, we have footnote 6 and footnote 7. Footnote 6 calls out any transactions with the county. It's required that that be specifically called out and disclosed. So that'll provide and quantify any of those transactions between the land bank and the county. And then footnote 7 specifically calls out that restatement in the inventory very simply by saying, here's where we started. So balance as of December 31st, 2023, as previously stated, showing that restatement and reduction of the inventory and increase in the cost of sales, and then showing you the restated balances. So these final numbers of the just about $500,000 and the $600,000, that actually represents what the adjustment was to total assets and total expenses and the numbers that will be reflected in this current year's financial statements. Lastly, the audit is conducted not only in accordance with generally accepted auditing standards, but also government auditing standards. So it is required that we communicate out those results to you. So this letter speaks to us following the standards and defining what a deficiency in internal control is, as well as a significant deficiency and material weakness. And we did not identify any deficiencies in internal control that we felt were necessary to call out to this group. At this point, that concludes what I wanted to cover. I would be happy to take any questions or comments.
Anybody have any questions? Scott, you probably have some questions, don't you?
I do on the cash flow page, which is page 10 for folks following along. Is it just a timing issue that the cash received from grants listed on cash flow is $531,000? And yet the previous page, which is statement of revenues and expenses, is only showing $403,000.
Yeah, you explained it exactly. That's really going to depend on the fact that in your financial statements that are being presented in accordance with GAAP, revenue is being recorded as earned, not necessarily when the cash is received. Exactly. So this schedule is really saying, okay, here's what's happening with the movement of cash. So that number doesn't necessarily correspond to what's being recorded as revenue, as earned revenue in a particular period.
Yeah, some of them tie, but like that one was the biggest change. And then also insurance was almost $44,000 on cash flow, but only $40,000 on the P&L. So,
yep. So again, those what's changing within those accruals and what's taking place for cutoff of revenues and expenses, is what is going to drive a difference between trying to compare that P&L to the statement of cash flows, because the cash flows may not be moving in the exact same cadence as the recognition of those expenses and revenues.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
Anybody else? If not, we need a resolution to approve. So can I have a motion to approve our audit?
I'll make the motion.
Second? Any questions? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you, Keely.
Thank you, Keely.
Thank you. We'll get that rep letter over to you so we can get this issued. And then I just want to make sure that my exit is not going to cause a problem. So do I need to do something specific?
Nope, you're all set.
Okay, wonderful. Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you so much.
Yep, bye-bye.
You stuck that inventory thing in just to see if the audit was going to be tested. I know just to see if it was going to be tested.
Well, we're very aggressive with our accounting of inventory at year end. So that's why there's always such a markdown.
Does that restatement cause you to refile Paris for the previous year?
Does it?
Look at what we're going to do. I'm guessing we probably will. Yeah.
Okay.
Wait. All righty. That was good. Thank you guys for your hard work on the audit and the good work. Go on to the next year then.
All right, so next item, phase two update. So Elizabeth has been working on the environmentals for Fenderson and
We had to do a programmatic review for the whole entire program. And then I will begin, I have to resubmit after the programmatic review is approved by Crystal and then the guys at HCR. And then I'm going to start Fenderson Street Extension, Seneca Street for the roof, and also the lot on Townsend so that we can get rolling with the build.
Perfect.
And then as soon as the eviction occurs with Campbell, I will start that one.
And I did get a reply back today. So that is the process has started on that. So 60, 90, 120.
Yep. And Crystal did tell me that we are going to have a little bit of a holdup on site specific just because they're working out a couple changes that have happened with wetlands and SHPO as well.
Okay. Very good. Thank you for that.
So, and just going back to Fenderson, because I was reading the notes and I was calling into the meeting, but from last month, is she out completely everything?
Yeah, she is out completely and it's been completely emptied as well.
Was it a mess?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the good point is she's done and we're ready to go. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Remember when Pat Donnelly
Yeah.
found the cat house. He referred to it as the cat house. Oh yeah. Because they had, I think, 31 cats in it.
Oh, yeah.
Boy.
I don't think you could match that one.
That was awful. And then the eviction in Campbell is in the process, you're saying?
Correct. So that is Church Street in, is that the village or town?
That's the village.
Village. There is no village. My apologies. So the town of Campbell, but that is right in kind of the center of it all. So that's a demo. That is a demo.
And when is that eviction? Do you think it's going to finalize?
It really depends on if she appears in court and if she does, if there's legitimacy to anything. So anywhere from 60 to 120.
But it's a demo.
And I'm pretty sure MJR already was awarded that demolition.
Correct.
We park a dozer in the yard. Will that
comes along? Would it be a hint?
Can we demo when we're not home? Oops, our mistake.
Next is the bid award.
So this is the bid for the Seneca Street project that is owned by Arbor. This is the roof project that we spoke about the last few meetings. This was bid out in 22. And then again, just recently in 22, there was three respondents. Since then, two of the respondents have merged and the third did not respond. So really it's one, but two responses. So we're asking to award the bid to Hale/Universal Builders $310,500. And just to note that that is approximately $40,000 under budget that we budgeted within the grant for that site-specific project.
And that was just for the roof?
So that's a complete, it's multiple rubber roof, pitched roof, et cetera, et cetera. So there's a lot of work. Oh, yeah, very big.
So we need approval to award that.
Yep.
Can I have a motion to approve the bid? $310,500.
And that's $40,000 under, you said?
Correct.
Under the estimate. I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Any questions? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Motion carried.
Just a quick note on while we're in bids, we are going to, Doug has revised the scope on the Cottage Ave wall. And we're going to get that out soon. In this bid package, though, really, I think it'd be best to have a time and date for contractors to be able to go there, look inside the adjoining unit to really get their eyes on what true work is needed on that. Having a bunch of question marks only increases the price. So we're going to work on that as well before the bid goes out. That one came in very high. Mm-hmm. So we're hoping changing the specs from brick and block to 2x6s and structural wood.
T111 and stuff
correct.
Like that.
It will be much.
Yeah, if he wants to site it after the fact, that's fine. We're getting it safe and
correct
and closed in for him.
Structurally secure.
So will the owner of that building have a problem with us coming in and
He has stated no in the past. I haven't specifically spoke to him on in this recently, but I'll be reaching out to him to set up a date.
You don't know until you know, Hilda.
Correct.
Well, he's been so cooperative in the past. That's why I'm sure. But it's going to improve his building. So hopefully he will.
That is correct. So just wanted to give an FYI on that one.
So that maybe in the next month, do you think that will happen? Or
We'll probably go out in my guess is it'll probably go out in 2 to 3 weeks. We'll probably look to award May, June.
And yeah, then the big thing with that is with the EPDM that they put down to cover the existing exposed brick wall, they pushed the brick up against the base of it, or the fill up against the base of it. So that's frozen now, and the guys can't pull any of that EPDM back to look and see what's underneath it. So they want to see if they can go back out there when that's thawed a little bit and then that back and see what's going on. Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yep.
All righty. Next is inventory update.
So since our last meeting, I've received honestly quite a number of possible candidates for the grant through Corning, Hornell, Wayland, Cohocton. So really we'll pass them along to Arbor as well and kind of start sorting through what's viable, what's not viable, and, you know, start spending down that grant. But very good response from town, village, city levels to even legislators. Shannon, who's on, provided a number of them as well. So we're going to get on that.
I had a nice talk with some of the town supervisors a couple of weeks ago when I had breakfast with our esteemed congressman, and mentioned to all of them that I talked to, you know, come on, give us some ideas of what we can do to help you.
Sure.
So hoping that they'll do that.
At some point, can you put together a summary list of what those are, Chris, and send it to us?
Certainly. Yeah.
Be nice.
Hilda,
to do...
did you call a Republican congressman esteemed?
I said esteemed.
Wow.
I didn't do the air quotes stuff. I was trying to be nice. See, now I lost my train of thought.
Good.
Threw her off.
It doesn't take much.
So it'd be nice to have municipalities we haven't done anything for yet.
Yeah. Correct. Yeah. So obviously I shared that map a month or two ago. When we get the list here in the summertime from Mitch, you know, not that it'd be nice to target certain areas just because it's such a big county. Obviously we want to target the worst ones too, and the ones we can get our hands on, but agreed, it'd be nice to work where we haven't.
What happened to, is it Hazel Street?
So that one was purchased in a private sale.
Yeah, somebody put an offer in on that. I called the realtor and said, well, if something falls through, please let me know. And then she tried getting signed on as our realtor. And I said, no, that's not what we're looking for. We have somebody we work with. I'm happy to continue to look and see what's out there, though, as things come on the market that fit the criteria of what we're looking for.
And down in that area, Jen Miller has always been great to work with as well. She gave me a number of great candidates for the land bank.
Oh, okay, yeah. Good. Yeah. Good. All righty.
I do have something off agenda, if that's okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mayor Parks, I believe today is your last meeting. So wanted to, you know, definitely say thank you for all that you've done. Obviously, we've done some really good work over in your area. And look to continue to do that. So thank you for all your contributions.
I've enjoyed the short time I've been here. You know, I learned a lot. So appreciate it.
Thank you for your service. Thank you. Hopefully we'll still work with you on other things that are coming down the pike. So. Awesome.
Certainly. We're currently doing a rehab on River Road. Is it 11948 River Road?
You're good.
End of Murphy Road.
Say that again.
Moorcrest.
Yep.
Moorcrest and River.
Yeah.
No, I think what I had said was there's a house up the road for sale as like a comparable And I was saying what they listed that home at compared, yeah, 325, and it still needed work. So I was saying, and compared to what ours is going to be, I think we would be able to sell it for that, you know, possibly 300 range.
But more on that, we're what, at 40% completion?
Yep, 40% complete. Most of it's all interior just because of the weather.
Yeah.
We have a tour of that exterior? When it's done. I would love
to
see
I guess.
It.
And CJE, they've done a number of projects yes. for us in the past. Yep. They've always been very efficient and, mm-hmm. and timely. So that would be actually a nice one to do a walkthrough of.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Chris, is there any update on the O'Connor Ave property?
So no, we've sent the first letter out. Mm-hmm. The thing with this type of situation is we don't know if she actually has received it.
Okay.
But we have other connections through like the mother and the wife and all that to confirm. So still pushing that one along.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a receipt required?
Well, it's to a jail, prison.
Oh, that's the one.
So it's signed for a receipt, but we don't know if it actually gets from the mailroom to the inmate.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe we can give it to a guardsman and they can slip it in there.
Especially with everything going on as of late.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Good on my end.
Jack, do you have anything? Yes.
So we need to think of a replacement for the board.
So Kelly appoints the replacement. Mike, you did state that your replacement has interest.
Yeah. Oh, good. Okay.
And who will that be?
Bill Berry.
Bill Berry. Okay.
Running for mayor. Only one.
He's got a good shot.
Yeah. Don't accept any writings.
So obviously the appointment to the board outside of the city of Hornell and city of Corning is done by the chair. Outside of Mike's replacement, I don't know of a candidate that would that has expressed interest or would be a good fit at the moment.
No one's beating down your door to get to be on this committee.
Yeah, no.
Well, it's good. Yeah, it's good if we have one because sometimes we have a hard time meeting a quorum.
Yeah,
agreed.
Yeah. So we'll get with Kelly to mm-hmm. review that. Anything else? Mm-hmm. Anybody have anything? Arbor?
Yeah, really quick. There was talk on our last Land Bank Association executive meeting that there's potentially an appeal coming forward for the Tyler versus Hennepin County. I don't know what it means, don't know what it looks like, but just rumblings that they may be looking to appeal that court case. So not sure what it means yet for municipalities just at this point, but I will keep you updated if we hear anything.
Thank you.
And another thing I did hear concerning that is there might be more specific carve-outs for land banks going forward, especially through auctions where right now that has to go through two. And then we have the possibility there might be different routes. So that would be helpful. Any way to let us acquire easier than the ways we are now would be beneficial.
Have we started a list of auction items? Yeah,
too early at this point, but we'll definitely work with Chris when we get to that point.
I keep seeing those things in the paper. I
sure, yeah.
When it's over 100,000, I don't bother, but if it's 60 or 80, I'm like sending them to you. But
sure.
And I don't get the paper, physical paper anymore, so it'd have to be
online
and I'll have to make, you know, pictures of it and send it to you. But if we see or hear of anything, you know?
Yeah, no, I completely agree.
Anything else? No? If not, next meeting, I'm sorry, is April 2nd, 10:30. And can I have a motion to adjourn? Second? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you guys so much for coming and calling in.